Memories of Our Grandfather by Swarupa and Siddharth Ramkumar. From Swarupa. Having grown up in Connecticut, I was only lucky enough to be graced by my grandfather's presence every other year or so, for a stretch of a week or two at a time. Although we did not get to see one another as much as I wish we had, he has always been one of my favorite people. Such was the intensity of his love for family that I could feel it unquestionably always. Even now, while I'm missing his presence in my life, I can access those feelings of warmth and love just by thinking of my favorite memories of him. I think the best way I can demonstrate our relationship is by sharing one of these memories. When I was around 8 years old, Tata and Pati came to visit us in Connecticut. It was a warm summer day, and I remember sitting outside with our family. All of a sudden, my best friend's mother called our house concerned because I had missed their birthday party. I was extremely upset with my mother, who must have just forgotten that the party was scheduled on the day. Seeing how angry I was at my mother, Tata came over to me and said gently, "Don't blame your mother. It is my fault. I forgot to remind you about the party." Of course, there was no way he could have known that this party existed, but he wanted to console me and simultaneously shield my mother from my tantrum. Tata would always say, "You are your mother's baby, but she is still my baby." Although I always admired Tata for his intellect and discipline, he was also always such a doting father and grandfather. He lived his life expressing his unconditional care for others, and this is the quality that I cherish most about him. From Siddharth, "I have been blessed to have spent so much time with Sundaram Tata over the course of nearly 3 decades. If there was one story that Tata would keep bringing up when I saw him, it was the one about my sister and me when I was in preschool, 3 years of age. One specific day when Tata picked me up from school, I had a determined look on my face and appeared really focused. It was unusual of me to not greet him with my full attention. When we arrived at home, I immediately ran into the house and found my way to the top floor. All of a sudden, everyone heard my sister, a baby at that time, crying loudly. Everyone in alarm ran upstairs to see what had happened. They found my sister covered in saliva from her kisses. Tata told me that the teacher had made everyone promise that they would kiss their siblings after coming back from school. He was very shocked at how seriously I had taken that requirement from the teacher. Every time Tata recounted this story, I could see the glow in his eyes and the happiness he felt when I kissed my sister. This will forever be etched in my mind as a story that Tata and I shared together."